W1RPG.
Listen, this is N0TR.
Hi, Tom. This is Bob, W1RPG, in Piedmont. How are you tonight?
Mr. Giuliani. We might have talked before, by golly. Bob, doing pretty good. Just went over and took the neighbor over some dressing with chicken breasts in it, and what else is on there? Green beans on it, casserole, and well, he's got eggs now, so we took him over some cranberry bread that Bernice made, didn't you? And went out and got two more eggs from the chickens. How's your day?
He was fine. My wife and I started out, went over to the YMCA in Powdersville for a few hours over there, and then came home and did a few errands. And now she's getting dinner ready. And I just thought I'd see getting into the repeater from here. I know I've checked into the net in the evenings since I put up the antenna temporarily on a 10-foot mast strapped with a couple of hose clamps to one of the railing supports on the back deck. It's not going to be the permanent spot. I really want to put it up on the side of the house with some side mount brackets. Just hasn't gotten to the top of the list of things to do yet to break out the extension ladder and get my ladder legs back. I whenever I do that, I need to go up and down the ladder a few times to get the feel of it before actually going up to do the job, because I don't do this all the time. Back to you, Tom. W1RPG.
W1RPG, this is N0TR. Oh, and my name's Tom Rouse. That's easy to remember, the N0TR, Mom. You got a beautiful home. It looks like you're out in the country, and the picture I see is in the fall when the leaves were turned. And I see your back deck there. I was looking at your QRZ page there and kicked it over to satellite. I use that when I'm talking on HF overseas and that, just to see where people are at and where they're living. And it's interesting a lot of times. Well, we live up between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, northeast of Greenville, about 14 miles. We're kind of out in the country, but the city's moving in all around us, Bob, just like every place else. Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful day. We did. I sat there in a chair last night with a leg brace on, and I think I might have caused a blood clot there. My leg went numb, and then it got painful. I ain't going to do that again. I never thought about that thing cutting off the blood to my foot and leg, but it did. That's what happens when you get to be 76.
That maybe you had the brace on a bit too tight. I don't know. Well, I'm not that far behind you. I'm 68. Where'd you get the zero call? Are you from another area? Or I'm originally from New York. I had a two call, and then I moved to Connecticut. And then I got this call when they opened up the advanced vanity gate way back whenever that was, and I got my initials and moved here just a little over a year ago, December of 2022. Retired, and we had visited the area in 2019 for a week. Driving around, talking to realtors, and liked the area. So here we are. And here I am talking with you. It's a pleasure to chat with you, Tom. N0TR, W1RPG.
Hi, Sam. My name is David, and he's KO4HSX, if you hear him on here. He's sort of semi-retired. He does HVAC work, and really a fine fella. So if you hear him, he's up from New York, been here a while. My wife and I, 55 years, moved here when my oldest daughter, my youngest daughter, my wife said, you're going to move and you're going to retire. So I moved down here. We moved down here 14 years ago. The daughter's an engineer at GE, and the son-in-law's an engineer someplace else down here now. And got two grandsons, and best thing we've ever done. I didn't want to lose all my friends, but they made the right decision for me. We just love it, and the people are really wonderful, and the area is beautiful. Just growing too fast would be my only complaint, but can't blame them for that. But I got my call back in 94. I got my license in 93, and I worked myself up to the 20 words a minute and got my extra in Kansas. Barely. I passed it, but I took it down to Joplin, Missouri, but that code's rough at 20 words a minute. But now I do it all the time, and mostly I do the Morse code every night from, usually 8 to 10 or 11, just sitting down in the radio room down in the basement. Really enjoy it. Well, congratulations on getting your initials. I knew two other of my friends up there that got theirs years ago. And it's kind of rare. Not many people have that. Bob, back to you.
PG. Oh, very good, Tom. Very good. Yeah, we are enjoying the area. I joined the Blue Ridge Club a year ago. I was just at the meeting last night, and I enjoy that as well. I enjoy HF work, mainly sideband. I've done. I'm not a CW guy. I did pass the 13, the 5, and the 13, and I'm a extra. But they had gotten rid of the code. That was what was stopping me, the 20. So I do some digital modes. Not particularly fond of FT8 because I like to chat, and you really can't do that with FT8 or FT4. I started doing VARA HF in the early part of 2022, and I've been doing that here every once in a while. And just recently I learned about Winlink email, I guess, for backup. I also still talk to some of the guys back up north on D-Star. I have a little hotspot here in the house. So I've been on D-Star for about 10, 11 years now. Back to you.
I don't do any of the digital modes. I did Ready for a little while, and my friend N4IQ helped me set that up, and Bernice, it drives her crazy, the sound of it, and I don't enjoy it either. And the CW don't seem to bother her one way or another. And I can sit there and watch TV and copy it, not perfectly, but pretty good. I run 28 to 30 words a minute now. But it took me about a year, and I took cassette tapes, and I'm former Navy military, and, you know, things got to be in the right places, and I had my garage back in Kansas. It was my radio room, so my sister had a big boombox she gave me, and I repaired it, and I set it in the middle of the floor before I went in every night. And the rule was, when I come back into the garage the next day, I could not move until I practiced 30 minutes on Morse code. And that's the way I learned it. And it took me almost a year before I got up to the 20. And that, like I said, it was barely 20 when I took the test down at Joplin, Missouri. But, I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't do a lot of conversational CW. I do a lot of DXing. But it gets through when sidemen wouldn't hold a candle to it. But I think that D-Star stuff would be a lot of fun if you like to do HF. And talk overseas. I have a lot of friends around the world. The digital modes, they're just not personal enough for me, I guess. I use single sideband some. Now, last night I just made one contact. It was in Russia, and he was extremely weak. And we had a little conversation, but that's about it. But I've met some real fine fellas on there, and you'd be surprised. There's literally thousands and thousands of CWs people on there. And during the contest and that, I don't do contests for points or anything, but I'll pick and choose. The band scope's 27 inches wide, and there won't be hardly an eighth of an inch between every station on there all the way across that 27 inches. During the contest, all over the world, and they really go for it big. A lot of them sitting there with a push button and a code copier. I know, because they just sit there and send their call over and over and over and over, and I know they're not doing it by hand. We recognize fists, you know. But that's great that at least you passed 13 words a minute. That was hard for me, by golly. W1RPG and 0TR.
TR, W1RPG. Yeah, mentioning cassette tapes, I was thinking back. I remember when I was for the Morse code, I remember having a full-size, 33 RPM record with code practice on it that I would listen to get the... 5, and then tried it, you know, to get to 13. It took 7 years after I got my technician's license to go for general. After a local ham, she's a SK now, but I remember vividly, and I may even talk about it on my QRZ page, that she challenged me and offered that she would help me with on-air CW practice in the evenings on 10 meters. So I took her up on it, and after a month, I went and took my test without telling her, and then the next session we had, she sent me some practice, and then I responded back that I just passed over the weekend, and I recall that very vividly. Fond memories of that, and it was because of her offering and challenging me to it, and she helped me get along with that. And I still talk to her husband that's still up in Connecticut every once in a while with a text message, email, and sometimes on 40 meters in the morning if I get up early enough for this small group that gets on. My wife signaled that dinner is ready, so I'm going to have to get in the kitchen. Tom, I enjoyed our conversation. Look forward to the next one. Have a wonderful evening. And 0TR, W1RPG for your final.
W1RPG and 0TR. Okay, call me anything but late for supper. You're quite right. We eat a little early, Bob. Yeah, the pleasure's all mine, sir. I really enjoyed it. And yes, I started out with a Radio Shack straight key back when I was a CBer in the early 70s. And I still have that Radio Shack 33 and a third RPM record. I don't have the straight key. I think I throwed it out. I think that ruins a lot of guys. The paddles are a far better way to go. That's my opinion. And you'll get people that disagree with it. But the paddles are just great. And you can't get near the speed out of a straight key for most human beings to the paddles. Take care. Say hi to the wife, Mom, and I'll read your bio now. And you can look mine up sometime. I don't have much on there, but 73s, and really, the pleasure's mine. It's great talking to you. W1RPG in 0TR, 73.
Take care. Look forward to the next one. W1RPG, 73.
W2T.
How you doing, old man?
Oh, I've been worse, but I've been better, too. You know what they say about that.
I got you. You was as quick as I was on the key. I just had a nice conversation with this gentleman over at Piedmont. If you hear him, grab him. W1RPG. Bob.
Talking. I just stepped in here for a minute. I've got to get on the radio here in a few minutes to get ready for a net. So, but I heard you, so I just thought I'd throw my call out there and see what you were doing. Got my hearing aids all adjusted. Now I can have all kinds of fun playing with them. And it's always nice answering the phone without having to pick the phone up.
Yeah, it's really great for Bernice, although she doesn't get very many calls. But I think she'll really appreciate it when she talks to her friends back in Kansas and that. Because she does have hearing loss. Did they show you the graph of that and how they do it, Rusty? That's really scientific, and it's really a great thing they can do anymore with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and all the adjustments, and they activated the buttons on the thing so I can turn them on and off with the buttons on the thing. Of course, I could do that before, but they've set it up so I can adjust the sound there if I want to. But he made the point of better off to use the app that's on my phone to change the sound volumes if I want. And so everything's good, and it's scheduled. He wants me back in 2 weeks just to make sure everything's going good. And I'm able to use the my headset with my hearing aids and can hear through the hearing aids because the area on the headset is for the ears is bigger than the one on the other one. It gets above the hearing aid, so the hearing aid hears the sound.
Congratulations. That's a good thing. Well, I haven't got to that point yet, but it'll probably come if I live long enough. Bernice ran ultrasound on my leg where I had that, what I thought was a DVT, and it really helped. It was the first time I've ever seen ultrasound help on anything, but it did. I'm just trying not to sit near as much. We walked over to the neighbors and took them some casserole tonight and some cranberry bread that Bernice just made. Might be a good night. I see there's an OZ. I think it's Denmark. On 160, by golly. Yeah, back to the States. He's talking to K1KA. And we're on the gray line right now, and there's quite a bit on 10 meters. But I'm not going downstairs for a while. I'm going into the rain locker and take a shower, and I feel a little more like living now. She got that pain out of my behind my knee there. Anyways, I'll let you get back to business, and we got a full dozen eggs today. I couldn't believe it. Really happy with that. W2T and 0TR.
All right, talk to you later, and I'll check in on the 2-meter net at 9 o'clock tonight since I'm going to be here at the house. But I'm going to get on a 40-meter net now. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Good night, Rusty. W2T and 0TR, 73. KKX and 0TR. 0TR, clear.